Beware for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. The practice of teachers choosing their friends or the union delegate to conduct official evaluations of how well they deliver lessons and manage a classroom of students will cease after the state government put a stop to the practice. Under new rules instigated at the direction of Premier Dominic Perrottet and Education Minister Sarah Mitchell, principals will now choose which staff member conducts an audit of a teacher's performance. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. It's been revealed a husband kept his wife alive by breathing into her mouth and begging her not to give up as they clung to a tree in floodwater while holding their youngest two children. Chilling details emerged of how a heroic Joseph L. Jer willed his wife Pamela to fight on until help arrived when the couple's vehicle became trapped in a flooded creek at Tullamore on Friday night. Heartbreakingly, their eldest child, 5-year-old Jaden, could not be freed from the middle of the back seat amid the desperation to get their two other children from their car seats. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk's plans to overhaul land tax, potentially hitting New South Wales investors from across the border, could fall flat on its face if other states refuse to share their residents' information. It comes after New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet declared he would not share any of the data required by Queensland to implement the tax, which would charge people who own homes in Queensland a land tax based upon how many homes they own across the country. And an expert says Australia needs to urgently reassess its data protection laws after customers who left Optus a year ago had their data exposed in a hack that has left a telecommunications industry reeling. The Telecommunications Act 1979 requires companies such as Optus to keep some customer data for at least 2 years after accounts close. That's your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week, I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths, and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.